Hi, this is Dave Kale. Here's a question I recently fielded. How do you create a perceived value to differentiate yourself from the competition when you are both selling a commodity? So you're both selling a commodity, at least what's viewed by the customer as a commodity, probably the same thing. So how do you bring some value to that, to the point where someone wants to do business with you as opposed to the other guy? You know, that's a question I'm often asked in my seminars. It uncovers a problem that's spreading to almost every industry. And it's the rapid pace of technological development and our ultra-competitive global economy mean that no one can keep a competitive edge in their product for very long. You know, you develop a hot new product or service, and before you can take your first check to the bank, it seems like a competitor has a hotter or cheaper version. So, as a result, customers are more and more inclined to view your product or service as a commodity. You know, no real difference between you and the next guy. This complicates life for the salesperson. You know, in some cases, you're selling exactly the same thing as your competitor. In other cases, your product may not be exactly the same, but the customer views your product as a commodity with no real differences between what you sell and what your competitor sells. So how much real difference is there, you know, between a Coke and a Pepsi after all, you know? So regardless of the situation which you find yourself, the problem for the salesperson is the same: getting the business in the face of the customer's perception of your, quote, me too product or service. So what do? And to put it simply, the answer is you must detail and communicate the important ways your offer differs from your competitor's offer. Now, that's easier said than done. You know, to do so effectively, you need to spend some time thinking and preparing. And that means you must carefully consider the two most important elements of the sale: your offering and your customer. So in this podcast, we're just going to focus on one part of that equation, and that is your offering. Now, granted, your product may be exactly the same as the competition, but the totality of your offering may be dramatically different. So I use the word offering or offer to indicate every aspect of the purchasing decision, not just the product. For example, the customer buys the product from a company, yours or the other guy. The customer buys it from a salesperson, you or the competitor. Your company and you are part of the offer. It's what comes with it. When they buy the product, they get other things with the product. It's bigger than just the product. You know, there may be differences in your terms, for example, in your delivery, in your customer service capabilities, in your follow-up, your return policy, the value-added services you offer. You know, all of these can be part of your offer. The product may be identical, but everything else about your offer may be different. For example, let's say you're contemplating purchasing a new Taurus, and you have identical price quotes from two dealers. Okay, the product is the same and the price is the same. However, one dealer is close by, the other is across town. One dealer has a reputation for great customer service, the other not so much. The salesperson for the first dealer is the brother of an old high school friend, while the salesperson for the second dealer is a bit cocky and pushy. The first dealer has a clean, comfortable, physical establishment, while the second one is cramped and cluttered and dirty. So from who do you buy your Taurus? Of course you buy it from the first guy, not because of any differences in the product or the price, you see, but because of differences in the offer. You know, when you buy it, other stuff comes with the decision to purchase above and beyond just the product. There's a whole lot more to a decision to buy than just the product or the price. So your first job is to identify those differences. Now, here's a couple of very specific steps you can take. You know, think about everything that is associated with the product when a customer purchases it. Just think about it. Create several categories. Label columns on a spreadsheet with the names of those categories. For example, first column could be something like company. The second would be salesperson. The third would be terms. You know, continue in this way, like identifying every aspect of the offer and placing each of those at the top of a column. Then consider each column one at a time and list all the ways that your offer differs from your competitors in that column. For example, your company may be locally owned as opposed to your competitor's branch of a national company. Or you may physically be closer to the customer, or larger, or smaller, or newer, or older, and so on. After you've exhausted one column, move on to the other, fill in the details as you go. So you look at each aspect of the offer, and you just brainstorm how what you're offering differs from the competition. And you know, when you do this, kind of thinking very methodically and in a detailed way, that exercise will typically reveal dozens of specific detailed differences. Far, far too many than you can easily communicate to the customer. So your next step is to look through that list that you've just created and pick out those differences that are most important to your customer. Keep in mind that often what you see as important may not be viewed that way by your customers. You know, at one point in my, for example, at one point in my career, I worked for a company that celebrated, during my tenure with them, they celebrated their 100th year anniversary. And that was unusual. You know, no other competitors had been in the business nearly that long. Company decided to make it a big deal, and hired someone to write a history of the company, put it into a brochure, printed brochures. They painted murals in the company's office, depicting historic moments in the development of the company, and you know, we all thought it was important. Our customers, however, didn't care. You know, after respectfully listening to our boasting, their response was more or less, "So what?" In other words, our 100 years didn't mean anything to them. In no way did it make their job easier. In no way did it simplify their lives or make them more important to their companies. What we thought was important turned out to be irrelevant from a customer's perspective. So don't make the mistake we made. Instead, take the time to critically look at your list and eliminate those items that are not important to this particular customer and that don't impact their jobs, don't make a difference to them. Eliminate those. Should be left with a handful. Now, one more step. Translate each of those into statements of benefit to the customer. For example, your company may be local while your competitor ships from 50 miles away. So what? What does that mean to your customer? Well, you could translate that item of difference into a benefit by saying something like this, quote, "As opposed to some other suppliers, we're just 15 minutes from your plant. That means you can get quick delivery of emergency shipments as well as rapid response to any problem that may develop." So you'll have potentially less downtime in the plant and, of course, less stress and pressure on you. Now, you see, what you've done is identified an important difference and then turned that difference into a benefit to the customer. And you do that for each of the items on your list that you believe are important to this particular customer. So now you're professionally prepared and you're ready to communicate those differences to your customer. You need to point them out in some organized and persuasive way. You may want to even think about putting them on a piece of paper, you know, with bullets, something like that, a bulleted thing that you do. Next to each bullet, a few comments, a few words that capsulize the benefit. And then, you know, you lay the sheet down in front of them and kind of point through each bullet and talk about them. You know, that's a very professionally prepared presentation. Treat this like you would any other well-done presentation. You know, be sensitive to the customer's reaction. Ask for feedback. As you work down through the list, say, how does that sound? Say things like this. How does that sound? Does that make sense to you? And emphasize those things that seem to be more important to your customer. And then leave that, the piece of paper that you created, leave that with your customer. I'm always amazed at the number of salespeople who are confounded over the customer's perception that their product is just like the other guys, when those salespeople have done nothing to show the customer how it's different. So, the responsibility is on you. And you're thinking, well, that's a lot of time and effort to prepare. Okay, but you asked the question. So if you don't want to take time and effort, be just like the other guy and, discount the price. So, it's up to you. If you want to do a professional job, you put in the time and effort. If you don't, then discount the price and complain about it. As always, if you've done a good job of analyzing, preparing, and communicating, your customer's perception should be altered and you'll gain the business. Now, if you haven't done well at this, then your customer will continue to see no difference between buying it from you and buying it from the next guy. And if you haven't shown him sufficient reason to buy it from you, then he should not. Let me repeat that. If you have not shown the customer sufficient reason to buy it from you, then he should not buy it from you. So, whose job is it? Yours. Whose responsibility is it? You. From the customer's point of view, if your offering is just like the competitors, then the customer is absolutely right in buying it from the cheapest guy because there's no difference. However, if there is any difference between your offering and the competitors, then the responsibility is totally yours to show the customer that difference. Follow the process I've described above, and you'll have fewer customers treating you like a commodity. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.